Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, guys? Thank you so much for coming and spending your time. You are listening to Roar Awakening on an international broadcast. Shout out real quick to Montel Fields, who makes this all possible. Praise the Lord of what she is doing in this hour to raise up the sound and the voices of many people in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now. Every person that is in this broadcast, it's going to be an amazing broadcast tonight. You're just now tuning in. I want to bless you right now and just pray over the broadcast right now. This is international warfare tonight that we're talking about. Hallelujah. We're talking about as this so-called quote-unquote virus has hit an international. I'm going to tell you exactly what this thing is, and we're going to begin to break down some powerful scriptures about God's shield and who you are as the body of Christ. No mercy tonight, folks. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the power that you have given us. We thank you for the authority that we may speak into the atmosphere, that it may be so, God. We thank you that we have the authority to pull down and unveil the plans and the plots of the enemy. And we cast down and we judge the mouths of the wicked. Right now, God, every person that is against this broadcast, we plead the blood of Jesus over every person right now. Every person that has been affected by this pandemonium, epidemic, witchcraft. God, we ask that you bring clarity, revelation, power, and authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebeke satarabashete. Father, we just thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Well, guys, I just want to thank you for coming and tuning in. Tonight's going to be pretty heavy because the Lord has placed something really on my heart that I have to really just express. The heart is heavy because the Lord's heart is heavy. You know, this virus that everyone's been talking about, this so-called virus. Well, what if I asked you a question? What if I said to you, what would you think if I said that this virus, this so-called coronavirus, was actually witchcraft? Or in other words, a hex or a vex or a spell? What would you think? Ponder to yourself for a second. I'm going somewhere with that. I really am, because I'm going to address two things. I'm going to address the international biological warfare that the enemy has placed on the bride. And then I'm going to address the sorcery behind it that's operating in the bride. Oh, yes, I said it. I'm going there tonight. The Lord brought this to me halfway through the week. And I just really want you to understand this has been on my heart because I have not addressed this issue because many people are addressing it as if it's a joke. It's not a joke. The power and the authority that Christ has given us through the keys of the kingdom, the authority to unlock heavenly dimensions and the power and the anointing that's been given and to bind the enemy. Hand and foot. It's not a joke. We're seeing casualties in the spirit and in the natural. Open your eyes. This is a pivotal moment in history for the church. I'm going to say it again. This is a pivotal moment in history for the church. If we do not act, if we do not stand in the gap and actually do something about this, I fear that this spell, this hex, this whatever plan of the enemy through the deception and lies of witchcraft is going to overtake many people in the bride. And I'm going to go into some scriptures here, and I'm going to show you what's happening first inside the bride. If you have your Bible, I want to direct your attention to Psalm 3, verse 3. Psalm 3, verse 3. Yeah, this tonight, guys, is how we've been responding as a church. You know, you see it on Facebook. You see it in other social media platforms that, you know, toilet paper and this and that. All this stuff has become a joke. All of it has become an issue in the natural, but we're not understanding what's taking place in the supernatural. But I want to let you have a little bit of encouragement as we begin to dig into the word tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord encamps around about those who fear his name. Not the pandemonium, not the epidemic, not the lies, not the deception, not the decoy. God encompass around those who honor him. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's some of us on this broadcast that have been dishonored in the bride. I'm going to say something internationally. If you are speaking in a place of slander and discord and confusion, the Lord wants to let you understand very gently, very politely, be silent. Because what you are opening your mouth to, you are speaking to a seed of the other kingdom. And you are birthing something in the natural that you have no longer control over. I said no mercy tonight, folks. This is no longer a laughing matter. Even in our imperfections, even when we're faced with challenges in our life, when we trust on God's sovereign power, he will shelter us from the lies and the unnecessary warfare. I said it. This entire thing is an unnecessary warfare. We are going into a biological warfare with by the words and the mouth in the bride. Listen, people are not able to keep their mouth shut and honor people and speak with love and speak with correction and speak through scripture and have counsel. But everybody I see is under attack through the word of mouth. This is exactly the wilderness period. I'm gonna break all this down to you guys and bring it right back around. The wilderness period, right when Jesus is giving birth to the New Testament. When the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Meaning the authority and the power is now within the place of your hand. If you embrace your brother, if you embrace your sister, if you would embrace Jesus Christ and one body, the kingdom of heaven is literally at hand, and the power and the anointing is placed in your life because of the destiny and call and the assignment that is sealed in heaven. You are a legend already, but you are learning to walk it out. We must trust in God's protection so that we can rest in him. Jesus was resting on the promises of God in the wilderness. The enemy had all that he could do and use against him. He used the carnal, the natural, and he used the supernatural to pressure him to make a move. Ha ha, Holy Spirit, have your way. He pressured the Son of Man. He tried to figure out and press into his skin to get him to sin. He tried to figure out, why could I not move this Son of Man? Why can I not control this man? Witchcraft. Why can I not get him to do what I want him to do? Holy Ghost. Yerabashanda. No mercy tonight, guys. And then if you go and you look at Revelation, as the bride begins to give birth, there's a dragon ready to devour. Listen to what I'm saying. There is a birthing of a new breed coming forth up out of the wilderness, a voice that is straight for the word of God, for the Lord. And they are been hidden for such a time as this. Our voices are being heard, but our faces are not yet seen. But I'm telling you tonight, it is time for the bride to realize the power and the authority. The devil is trying to put witchcraft and ideas in our mind to be pressured to make a move, to make a statement, to do a thing, so that he controls you by the grips of sin. Controls you by your emotion and your flesh. You're saying, what does this have to do with God's shield? I'll show you. You see, when God begins to encamp around about you, it's because of the heart posture that you fear him and no other thing. Meaning you can see the assault coming. but you rest in his presence. Come on, guys. 2 Chronicles 20:20. This is the year of 2020. Trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. No weapon formed against you right now shall be able to prosper. And the Word of God says that if you trust in the Word of the Lord, you will prosper this year. God is setting you up divinely. And what do we see around us? We see empty shelves, pandemonium, sickness, death, and disease trying to plague the thoughts and the mind. I go back to my original question. What if this was all to get you to agree to the assignment of witchcraft and that it's a spell? It's a spell. They can't conjure up power, unless there is agreement. Where is that in the Bible? Well, unless two or three touch and agree, or come in my name. Well, the enemy mocks the kingdom of heaven. He mimics everything that Jesus has taught him. So therefore, the enemy has taken witchcraft and getting people to agree in the opposite manner, so that you are planting your seed on the other side of the kingdom, and you are creating a surge of power that is going across nation to nation. Open their eyes, Father. Many of you are asking, well, is it real? Is it real? Satan is real. His power is real. Of course it's real. War is real. And we are in a supernatural warfare, even though Jesus has taken the keys of death and hell and won. We are still in a battle. It's time to use the keys, people of God. It's time to use the authority that is placed. I made a comment on social media this morning, and we should be in a place where we're putting stakes in our ground, in our homes, in our churches in America, saying that we have a cure, that you need to bring your sick, and you need to bring your diseased, you need to bring your depressed self to the doorstep of churches and of houses of believers. This is a pivotal moment where we begin to show the enemy who we are. The enemy is trying to bully the church and trying to use situations like this to get us to cower. That is the Jezebel kingdom, to control us, to manipulate us, to pressure us, to beguile us. What does the Bible say? The Bible said that when Eve ate of the fruit, that she was fooled. She was beguiled by the deception. Deception. Things that you see that are not so. It is an illusion. People have a funny way of making other people believe things that are a lie. It's called manipulation. It's called voodoo. It's called witchcraft. We see it on our media TV screens. We see it everywhere, guys. I want to just talk to you a little bit about in Psalm 3, verse 3, the surrounding shield. Thou art the Lord, our shield that is round about me. I've got 14 different types of shields that I'm going to be unleashing and training you guys in tonight. I might be going a little longer than normal, but this is a direct response in the supernatural tonight. So if you're looking for an answer, if you're looking to bring a cure, I'm speaking internationally tonight. If you got any ounce of authority and power and you are pressing in tonight, this is the broadcast you need to be a part of, because I'm not letting go until God releases me from this word to reposition and reshift the spiritual atmosphere over the international airwaves. And every person under the sound of my voice can agree to this tonight. It is done. It is finished. The blood has cursed this vile, wicked thing, that it will go in back to the depths of hell, that we will see responses. We will see even deaf people that have died, resurrected. And we will have people that have been so-called, we have this virus. And there will be signs, wonders, and miracles by the faith that we are establishing by one accord more than we are now. There is more in this body right now, right here, right now, and with heavenly hosts that we can do than any person that is a governor, that is a president, because we are kids, king's kids. We are the ambassadors of heaven. Hallelujah. Rabakata Yerebushanda. How many of you are sick and tired of lies and deception ruling our land? Hallelujah. Rebeke Rubushata Yene. The Lord is our saving shield. And Psalm 7:10, it literally says that my shield is with God, that saves the upright in heart. God is going to be protecting people that are living an upright life, honoring people in the bride, honoring your brothers and sisters. The hysteria and the confusion that is going on inside of the bride, the betrayal is real. The spirit of Judas is rising up like never before, and you are seeing true colors being presented in the body of Christ. You are seeing the spirit being manifested. Literally right before your eyes. I prophesied about this in the beginning of January, about 2 Chronicles 20:20, that if we would just lift up our voice and we would release the sound, the roar, awakening, the land shaking and crumbling, the devices of the enemy, we would see the enemy destroy himself and slaughter himself. What did Judas do when he was found out? He came and hung himself. The point that I'm making in that is that the reason how he did it was the act of betrayal by word of mouth. Somebody is going to catch that revelation. And even, let's go even deeper, how he killed himself. He cut off the airwave in his mouth through the way of choking himself to death. Oh, yeah. No mercy tonight, folks. You want to know what's going on? The enemy has gotten us to turn on each other, to speak. And it's caused an international pandemonium, but it's also created a global inward shaking of the bride, where we're now like paranoid of each other. We don't know who to trust. We're on a witch hunt. We're looking left and right of who's gonna do what and who's gonna listen. It's fear. It's paranoia. I was talking to a good friend of mine that's actually on the broadcast tonight. Shout out to Sonia and your family. God bless you, mightily woman of God. Listen, she said it. She's like, it's like pandemonium. It's paranoia. And it's exactly what it is. It's a witch hunt. The enemy is causing us to look for the decoy. But how many of you believe tonight that the Lord is a personal shield to us? According to Psalms 18, verse 2, it says that the Lord is my shield. Hallelujah. When we rest, we can save our energy because we know we're shielded. For the necessary operations, hello, this broadcast is a necessary operation today. Many do not realize the warfare that has gone on in my personal life today. But God is my personal shield because I can rest in the comfort and the confines of my papa daddy and know that this operation tonight will be carried out. And that my voice would be heard, and that Papa's heart and his cry to the bride would be heard. And this sickness, this illness, this disease, this famine, this wicked, vile thing would fall and be burned up. If you're going to be, listen, you guys are tuning in, just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Because by the end of this broadcast, I'm declaring that the work of this enemy, the work of this sickness be brought down. There's a tower. There's a tower that has been created somewhere in the international airwaves. There has been a communication system. The communication system must be eradicated. We must begin to pray for angelic assistance, and we must pray that the fire of God will just completely devour this communication system in the airwaves. Hello, God is, listen, God revealed in his word that the enemy was what? The prince in the power of air. By word of mouth, he lied and beguiled Eve. Come on, guys. There somewhere is a pillar in the supernatural, and we need to target that thing and bring it down. And we're what I guarantee you, we will watch an absolute divine turnaround in the spirit and in the natural. People are going to be radically transformed, not even knowing what happened, because we are taking the fight to the enemy. We're not going to wait no longer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the operation that you have given us today that prepared us so that we did not waste our energy on an enemy's tactic, but we went straight for the head. We're going to take out the sword right before we got on this broadcast. I was praying, and the Lord showed me the little David who took the sword of the enemy and devoured and decapitated the head. And I'm telling you, by the power of God upon my life, and you are agreeing to tonight, we are severing the head of this coronavirus, this witchcraft, vile creature that is being summoned out of the depths of hell. We are taking it, we are killing it, we are slaying it, decapitating it, and throwing it back into the depths of hell tonight. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God tonight. Go ahead and praise him wherever you're at. Lift up his voice. Lift up your sound. Lift up his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Your glory will reign in the land of the living. God, you are able to save. God, you are able to destroy. God, you are our personal shield tonight. God, we will protect our people. God, we will speak into the land. God, we will roar. We will shake. We will not hold back. No longer will, no mercy, guys. No mercy. No mercy. So many of us are wearied in the soul and conflicted in our spirit and troubled in our minds because many of us have been given our marching orders. Hut, two, three, four. Hut, two, three, four. And all of a sudden, here comes this distraction, this decoy. Many of you knew at the beginning of the year, I began to travel and I began to go to different places in America and be able to speak the word of God and begin to minister and see people saved and see lives restored and reconciled. And I've been able to see some things that God is showing me. And then all of a sudden, hut, two, three, four, and boom, distractions, decoys. But God wants you to trust in him. Psalm 18, verse 30 says this, that he is a shield unto them that trust in him. This is the appropriated shield. The appropriated shield. When we rest in him and trust in him, he is positioning himself as an appropriated shield, that he himself becomes the shield. In Psalms 18, verse 35, it says that the shield of thy salvation thou hast given me. So we have been given, it's a gift. The shield that we have been given is a gift. Why do you believe that when we get up every morning and we put on the war paint and we put on our, we lift up our voice and we begin to praise God and we put on our armor every day, and by the time we get done with putting the armor on, we pick up the word of God and then we have the shield of faith. The Lord encamps around about those who fear the Lord, not the enemy, not the pandemonium, or however you want to say, the epidemic. Psalms 28, verse 7 says that the Lord is my strength and my shield. In order for the Lord to be a shield and my strength, it has to be tested. It's a tested shield that God has given us in this season, that we have been tested and tried, and God is telling us to push back the forces of the enemy. Don't you let any enemy bully you and convince you, pastors, if you're hearing me across the seas and you're shutting your doors, or people in America that are listening right now, shame. Don't close your doors. Open them. You either believe in the word of God or you don't, sir, ma'am. You either will open your arms wide open like Jesus did on the cross for you and open your doors and bring these sick people into your house and into your facility, into your business, into your land, into your place. And you begin to see those sick recovered and healed. What if you are the move of God? What if you opening the door of your building or your church, sir or ma'am, would begin to spark the hearts of revival in people, and everybody in the community began to pray together? What if we began to see this sickness fall off of people the moment that we begin to operate in a radical faith, that we're like, let's go and touch the people that are sick. Let's go and give them what we got. Hallelujah. Or maybe you don't believe that you can do that, so you're hiding behind the pulpit and you're pretending to be something that you're not because you don't live a lifestyle that promotes the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. That does not reflect the image of God. And so therefore you're afraid and you're being found out and you're being shown your colors and your fruit because you won't live like Jesus and you can't portray the power of Jesus. So you run and you put your doors up and say, church is closed. My business is closed. My house, my family, it's closed off. I understand that there are many of us that cannot do what we envision to do, and I'm going to talk to you guys here in a little bit. Listen, I had an encounter about this with the Lord today. I was so upset with this situation. And listen, I know this is not my normal way of really ministering the word tonight, guys, but spare the gentleness and let's just get straight to the issue and the issue of the matter. Let's just address the elephant in the room. Hello, we need to just go after the things that are plaguing the church and plaguing our nations. Hello? I said to the Lord, I said, how is it that we have so many people that have money in the church and none of us can buy out stadiums and call up hospitals and citywide, nationwide areas and call up and say, bring your sick to the stadium, bring your sick outside, we're outside of your place, we're outside of your hospital, we're outside of your insane asylum, we're outside of your prison, bring your sick to us. We will heal them. How come we're not moving in that kind of faith? It sickens me that men and women like us who have no fame and have no face, no one has seen us, and we don't have the money and the ability to do it, but no one will provide the way. I'm saying if there's anybody hearing me tonight and you want to be a cause, you want to cause a ripple in this pandemic, or this epidemic, this widespread fear and witchcraft and spell, if you want to make something happen, you know the guy. Hello. And there's people on this call all around America that I'm aware and connected with that are listening in right now that would hop, stop, jump, and get ready to roll and rumble because we're coming. I said, if there's a person here tonight that has the ability to assemble cities and put nations together, people in rallies, we need to go and we need to see the move of God like never before. What if we are stopping ourselves because we don't believe that we're the ones that are called to do it today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stop hiding behind social media platforms. Let's stop hiding behind these areas and then wait for God to make a move. Let's just be responsible children of God and steward what God has given us, and let's go for it, because this is the moment of our lives that we've been waiting to see the sick raised, the deaf being raised up from the ground, the being healed, signs, wonders, miracles, new tongues, demons being casted out. What kind of Bible do you read, sir, ma'am? What kind of God do you serve? Herabakushataya. He is a tested shield. We can put our trust in him. You think we're going to walk out into a sickness and I can't test my God? I can't test my Lord and Savior? And I know many of you are thinking, well, the Lord said, don't test the Lord your God. Don't put yourself in harm's way. How is this putting yourself in harm's way when no one is doing anything about it but contributing to the fear? Somebody has to be willing. Somebody, and by the way, in context, he was yet not crucified, and yet he had just started his ministry, and he was being tested to do something that God had not told him to do. But Jesus Christ told us to go and lay hands on the sick. You better not let the enemy try to mess with your mind in the word of God. You better know what the Lord has said to you. He has discipled us through the word of God and told us to go. That's all I need. My Lord has already given me the green light. You are already generals. What are we waiting for? Let's go. Psalm 59, verse 11 says that we have a victorious shield. It says, bring them down, O our shield, the Lord our shield. God will bring hope. It's breaking. Right there. The witchcraft is breaking right now. Many of you have talked to you that are listening to this broadcast. We're having phlegm. We're having this sickness, this random stuff coming up out of our throat when we're speaking the truth of God. Listen, that is the plague of witchcraft because we won't keep our mouths shut. And it's coming and it's breaking right now in the name of Jesus. It's coming up. It's coming up and out of people. That are, listen, not because you're needing deliverance, but because you are literally the resistance of the enemy. We have literally a victorious shield, guys. The Lord our shield will bring them down. Who is them? They're in the airwaves. And every person that is connecting with their airwaves, international connections, the networking of the airwaves. Be careful of what you say yes to, man of God. Be careful, woman of God, what your yes is being assigned to. Jesus' word says, let your yes be a yes and your no be a no. And I just want to let you guys know, it is a no-go for me with this coronavirus. I don't believe it. I don't pay homage to it. I ain't afraid of it. Let's get rid of it. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you bring this down and let your shield be victorious this hour, God, that you have anointed us according to Psalm 84, verse 9, that you are shield, thine have anointed. We have an anointed shield, and it is the shield of faith, and our faith will produce the goodness and the likeness of God. When we begin to walk in authority of faith, we are protected. We have a protected shield. Listen, according to Psalm 84, verse 11, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. His brilliance will silence and blind the enemy. Listen, you don't have to worry about the enemy coming after you because when we go to the source, we have a sun and a shield that blinds the eyes of the enemy. And all you need is the sword, the living word of God in your hand. And we will destroy the works of the enemy. Nothing shall prosper against you. Your tongue will rise up and condemn this sickness over your life, over the bride, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Rebeke rubo shataya. Hu shandababa koro shataya. Oh, Lord God, have your way. Have your way, Papa. He is a divine shield. For our shield belongs unto the Lord. Our shield belongs to the Lord. Psalm 89, verse 18. So our shield is divine, which means our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God, of pulling down strongholds. You see how this is connected to us. We are putting our shields up. We are protecting each other's backs, but we're stabbing each other in the backs with our mouths. Echatabakosha. Hallelujah. Yeah, I said it. Erababakoshata. And you wonder why we're not going out preaching the gospel, because we're too busy gossiping and slandering our own body on the cross that Jesus has died for. Wake up. You are listening to Roar Awakening. Sometimes the roar just wakes you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It just wakes you wide up. And it may not be pleasant. Yeah, anybody ever been in front of a lion? I know I haven't, like, unless I was at a zoo. I heard it. Listen, I hear a real roar, a real lion roar, and it's not inside of a cage. I'm gone. I don't look. That's what the Lord is trying to get us to understand. Closer and closer and closer are we getting to the very time and age of the Lord coming and cracking the sky. What will you be known for? What will your fame, what will your gifts be like? Are they in the ground? Have you just put your talents in the ground and wasted them? Ha, I'm calling them out. I'm calling it out. I'm saying, sir, ma'am, tonight, if you want a new wave of faith, if you want a new wave and a new roar be put in your mouth, I'm telling you, by the grace of God, under the anointing of God, I release the roar in your life tonight. Hallelujah. No mercy. There's casualties in the spirit, and there's casualties that are happening in the natural. This is a biological warfare on an international level. Wake up, people of God. Stop stabbing each other in the backs and assemble yourself in one accord, and let the Spirit of God be poured out on you, like Joel says, that in one day the Spirit of God will pour out upon all flesh. Hallelujah. This is an international shield. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. We are descendants of Abraham by the seed of Jesus Christ. We are connected to Israel. So it does not matter what international interference or warfare happens, we are connected to the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts, who will sit in Israel as the King of the world and all of heaven. Get ready for international understanding and international elevation, international expansion. Hallelujah. This is a real reason why we are confronting the enemy today, because we were taking back the spoils of the land and we've been given an extension. We've been given a good go, a green light to go and extend into the further north and the south and the east and the west, to go into a bigger, higher dimension, and the enemy is threatened. So he's releasing a spell. He's releasing a spell to divert us. Decoy. And everybody looks, and everybody entertains, and we all just go into a building. Hallelujah. The enemy is distracting our eyes, distracting our minds, the scattering of our brains. Innovators, business owners, man of God, woman of God, your thoughts aren't so clear, has it been? The static. The Lord just said the static. You've been hearing the static more than you've been hearing my voice. It's not because you have done me wrong, says the Lord. It is because the enemy has hijacked the airwaves and has put static in your ears, so that you maintain a striving attitude to try to hear me, but I am speaking to you in your heart. You don't have to strive so hard. I'm right here whispering to you. He's put up a decoy to pay attention to, and it's not your job. It's not your portion. Many of us have been assigned to take out this thing, and tonight we are taking it out with force and brute and wisdom in the name of Jesus. It's breaking tonight. Somebody say it in their, wherever they're sitting, in their car, in their house, with their children. It's breaking tonight. We're not getting off. We're breaking it tonight. It's done. No mercy. None. Hallelujah. Psalm 115, verse 10 says, the priest's shield, the house of Aaron, he is their shield. We have a priestly anointing that goes before the Lord and ushers the presence of God in. We put ourselves as a sacrifice. That is a shield. When we present ourselves holy and blameless before the Lord, it is a shield because it will conquer anything that is not of God. Anything that tries to come to you, you can recognize it because it's not of the Lord. Hello, people of God. When you're walking in sin, it's an issue with your priestly garments. Woo! Hallelujah. Psalm 115:11. It says that ye that fear the Lord, he is their shield. The fearing one's shield. Those that fear the power and the might of God, that would rather serve a mighty God than serve fear itself, something that plagues your thoughts at night. He said, if you would trust in me, I will encamp around about you. Psalm 119, verse 114 says, the sheltering shield, that my hiding place and my shield is the Lord, my God. Hallelujah. We are in hiding, not out of reach, but in hiding of the glory and presence as we touch men and women that have been affected. We will infect them with the power and the anointing of God. How many of you have been desiring to step out in your faith and see wonders and miracles? Now is your time. I dare somebody to get a city of people, a people of power with governors. I dare somebody to cause an uproar. I dare somebody to share this and let people in the government hear this broadcast and let them come and knock on this door and let them come and call this phone, because I'm not going to waver to their demands. I'm going to call it like it is. We're afraid as a nation to a virus that isn't even here. On a power, it's an assignment to devour us as a nation and as a people. And it's discovering that we don't have the ability to handle it. The enemy wants to devour this nation. It's obvious. Look around. We need men and women of God in our government. We need men and women of truth in our government. We need men and women as governors, as senators. We need men and women of God that will be in the businesses and the marketplaces. We need men and women in the streets that are not afraid to walk in faith and live a lifestyle as an entrepreneur or a revivalist, who will live literally from week to week looking at who they can serve and how they can protect people and warn them about what's happening and pray for them and see revival and see the manifestation, the harvest, the glory. There needs to be the evangelists, the prophetic evangelists, the prophets, the teachers, the anointed ones to come forth, the revivalists to come forth. I'm ushering you forth this season. Hallelujah. We're calling you forth in the spirit right now, and we're breaking every assignment right now in the name of Jesus. There is a sheltering that we could be a part of. If we would just be one accord, we could sit under the fellowship of each other. Hey, if we would just love each other, like God said, the Bible teaches us to love one another. Love. Love. And in doing that, we must subdue ourselves. We must subdue ourselves. Again, we subdue our flesh, subdue who we are. I spoke about this last night, and I'm closing. Hallelujah. I said, speak to your seed last night. I was on a broadcast and even told that I was doing witchcraft. Ha, hallelujah. Blessings. Ha, the slander is real. Hallelujah. Slander is a form of persecution. Ha, just ask Paul. Ha, just ask Thomas. But I got the keys of the kingdom in my hand. I'm telling you, mighty men and women of God, it's time. It's time to get ready. It's time to pursue. It's time to subdue yourself. Put yourself in the ground as a seed and let lives come forth out of you. It's time to become risen warriors. It's time to rise and slay like David. It's time to be the voice, to join the roar, and let the earth be of the glory of God. It's time to let people know who we are. We are not some shriveled up, weak, broken bride. We are a bride that will rise with flame in our eyes, and we will despise every wicked thing that God hates. And we declare in the name of Jesus that the revival that is to come is going to come from a place of true, authentic fire and true, authentic love. And as we begin to love one another and we begin to set our houses in order, then we will see governmental and international revival. But I will tell you, get your oil ready. Get your lamp ready and begin to burn for the Lord this season, because the enemy is coming into who he can devour. I say get ready. I say get ready and put the oil and the fire together and burn for the Lord. Be laid down, lovers, and let him light the match and watch you burn. You are listening to Roar Awakening broadcast on international radio, Reaching Out International Radio, with Montel Fields. She is the one who facilitates this and allows this to happen. My blessings to you, sister in Christ. You are listening to this. If you are listening and you have not received the Lord, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, I wanna pray with you. I wanna hope that this has blessed you. I hope that you were able to hold on for the ride. I hope that you were able to get something out of that. But I just want to internationally speak to the seed tonight. Maybe there is a place in your life where you've been dealing with some things and you've just been shaky in your faith. I just want you to realize that you are already a legend in heaven. You are just walking it out, son or daughter. Hallelujah. And we just release the blessing of God over your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice and the anointing of God is heavy and thick. Lord, let your oils drip. Hallelujah. Over the international airwaves, let the oil drip into the international airwaves. Tonight, God, we pray for the souls and the harvest. Father, we commit ourselves to you. We lay our lives down for you. Lord, have your way in our lives. And break every assignment of the enemy so that there is a glory and an awakening and a shift that is shaking in the land of the living. Until next time, guys, we bless you. We love you. If you are blessed by this ministry, if you are able to connect to this ministry, I want you to reach out. I want you to reach out. If you're on Facebook, I want you to reach out. Daniel. And the last name is Byzewski, Byzewski. Again, if you would like to connect with us and follow us on social media, there's also on Blog Talk Radio. If you have the time, go and look at the profile. I have a bunch of resources available for you. I have an ability to, you can tap into the website and go and find a little bit more about what we do and who we are as a ministry. I would love to connect with each and every one of you. We love you. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Until next time, be a voice. Join the roar.